Again, you're listening to the News at One. So the climate data is in, and it shows 2023 was the warmest year on record. A report from the EU's climate agency, the Copernicus Climate Change Service, says average global temperatures last year were close to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. The report also highlights record-breaking conditions, including the hottest month on record. For more, let's talk to Dr. Samantha Burgess, who's Deputy Director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service. A very good afternoon to Dr. Burgess and welcome to the News at One.
Thank you.
So what have you found then in terms of our climate during 2023? What records were broken?
2023 was an exceptional year with climate records tumbling like dominoes. Not only is 2023 the warmest year on record, it is also the first year with all days above 1 degree warmer than the pre-industrial period. And temperatures during 2023 were likely to exceed those of any period of at least the last 100,000 years. So we know for 2023, the global average temperature was 1.48 degrees Celsius, which is very close to that Paris Agreement limit of 1.5 degrees.
23, of course, was also an El Niño year, which typically does see higher temperatures. Was that a factor?
Yes, it was a small factor. So the El Niño event started in July and only impacted the second half of the year. But we were seeing record high sea surface temperatures in other ocean basins before that El Niño event started. Specifically from April through to the end of the year, we had record global sea surface temperatures. So ocean heat content, as well as greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere, are two other critical components of the climate system, which led to those record levels in 2023, in addition to the impact of El Niño.
Well, talk to us a bit more about some of these sea surface temperatures. What have we seen during 2023, and what is the impact of these warmer oceans?
So many of your listeners will remember the extreme marine heat waves that impacted the coast of Ireland and the UK in June 2023. And they were described as exceptional marine heat waves. So NOAA, the American institution, has a classification system, and extreme is the highest on that scale. When we have marine heat waves, they impact the physics of the ocean and the atmosphere, they impact the chemistry of the ocean, and they impact the biology of the ocean. So this leads to things like mass mortality of fish through lack of oxygen. It impacts aquaculture through things like harmful algal blooms. It changes the behavior of species, and you get bleaching events, including not only bleaching events in the tropics, but also bleaching events of other organisms like corals, sponges and seaweed at much higher latitudes, like we see in around the coast of the UK and Ireland.
What is the outlook then for 2024? If El Niño was to some extent a factor in higher temperatures last year, are we likely to see some moderation now in the year ahead?
So there's bad news followed by good news. So the impact of the El Niño is always stronger the second year of the event. So for the start of 2024, we are already seeing record temperatures globally, and we're likely to continue to see record temperatures for the next 2 or 3 months. However, when we look at the forecast, the El Niño forecast, it looks like the event will peak soon, and then the El Niño will transition to a more neutral state, which means it won't have this warming effect on global temperatures. That said, though, there's a lot of heat in the system, extra heat in the ocean, extra greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So we need to wait and see and monitor the climate to understand how 2024 will evolve.
All right. Well, we will monitor that. And no doubt this will continue to feed into the debate about the measures needed to tackle climate change, which we'll be talking about, I'm sure, quite a bit in the year ahead. Dr. Samantha Burgess from the Copernicus Project, thank you very much for talking to us.